Hey folks, this is Jen Hilton, and welcome to this episode of Recruiting and Hiring Made Easy. This is the podcast for all things recruiting and hiring. And instead of giving you a bunch of acronyms and confusing things, I just break it down, make it super simple so that anyone can do it, whether you have never recruited or hired before, all the way up to those that have and possibly just need a little help. Maybe you're getting a lot of turnover. This is a podcast for you. And today we are covering a pretty heavy topic. We're going to be talking about terminations. So if you're looking for something just a little more upbeat, maybe a little more inspirational, then you might want to listen to one of my heart-to-heart episodes where it's just a few minutes long and it's really just more for encouragement. But today we're talking about terminations. And as difficult as they are to do, we also need to realize that as leaders and as professionals, we have certain standards that we should be living by when it comes to terminations. So now there are two types of termination that you're going to find throughout your whole business life. So the first one is a voluntary termination. That one is where the employee comes into you and it's a clean break. They say, hey, my end date is this. I have whatever reason. They're retiring. They are starting a new business. They are going in a different direction. Whatever they're doing, it's a voluntary thing. It's clean. You know what's happening. It's well planned in advance. But an involuntary termination should only be something that is well planned in advance by the employer. So a lot of times it's going to take the employee by surprise. And these are the ones, the involuntary terminations, these are what we're going to be talking about today. An article came out, and it's been all over the business world, about the Better.com CEO terminating 900 employees over a Zoom call. And a lot of people have mixed feelings about how this was done. Not necessarily just the technology being used or the method that they used where it was using technology to terminate people. But it was also a lot of things that were said during that termination. A lot of things were blaming employees and trying to belittle them, almost justifying why he was letting go of them. So it was very unprofessional. It was handled poorly. It wasn't one-on-one. And this is something that is just unacceptable. So anytime you're doing a termination, an involuntary termination, you should always keep it professional. So my first tip would be to remain calm, be professional, and when at all possible, do it one-on-one. And I don't know of any situation, even with 900 employees, how each one could not have been addressed through managers or their hierarchy. I'm not really sure what the mindset was, but we're not even going to go there. We're not going to go there and see, you know, try to get into the psyche of this company to see why they thought this was a good idea to terminate 900 employees over Zoom by belittling them. But it really does point out a lot of good things that you need to take from this situation so that you can turn it around and make your termination process a lot smoother. Now, I bet you're thinking to yourself, this is a recruiting and hiring podcast. Why am I listening to this episode about terminations? And that's a really good question. And I'll answer it for you. Because there are times where you can do everything right. And since you're dealing with people, people are finicky and people change. So you can have your ideal candidate. You can spell it out. You can have a great job posting. You can have wonderful candidates. Have a difficult decision because you've got so many awesome candidates to choose from. Hire that one person and they can sometimes drift away. Sometimes years later, they're not the same person that they were, or they don't have that same passion, that same drive, and you've counseled and you've tried to make things better for that employee and just nothing changes. Their productivity is down. They're just not trying as hard as you know that they're able to do based on past performance. There's also a time where you hire somebody, they're telling you everything you want to hear, and they're just really well versed, and they get in to the company and their position, and they just turn out to be this totally different person. There are very few instances where that stuff can happen. Now, most of your employees are just going to be themselves. They're going to, of course, be professional. They're going to try to get the job. They're going to say what they need to, obviously, but they're also good employees and they're going to be good at their job. But there are those few and far between that you'll find that are placed in their job and you're not really sure why anymore. So sometimes you need to let go, whether it's during the 90-day period. Sometimes there's a probationary period where it's kind of a clean break for both of you, legally speaking, where if they don't complete that 90-day probationary period, then you're allowed to let them go based on performance or attendance issues or behavior issues, whatever the case may be, and really not have to give them any warning. And again, it's more of a legal thing. So before you decide to terminate, always, no matter if it's the first day or the 10,000th day of the employees working there, you want to make sure you've got all your documentation. And we'll talk about that here in a second. But there is, there's just sometimes where you do need to terminate because it's overall affecting your company somehow. It's a department that, it's one person that is affecting a department that can affect a whole company. So we need to keep in mind that we need the best employees, and we also need to understand that people are finicky and they're going to change. And are they, the question that you need to ask yourself, or are they changing with the flow of business and how things are working in the company, or are they stagnant? Are they just staying there? Are they too comfortable? Are they just not trying anymore? And again, you know, you always want to do whatever you can. So if it's coaching, maybe the person has lost a passion for what they're doing and picked up another passion that can help out in a department. Great, do an inside transfer. You know, there's so many solutions to not terminating before you actually get to that termination. The termination is a huge deal, whether you're dealing with an hourly part-time employee all the way to a C-level executive. They're all important decisions, any termination. So when you're talking about terminating, it's not because, you know, they're always just whoever you picked up off the street, so to speak. It's sometimes you just don't know until they're actually in the position, they're in the environment, they're in the culture, and they've settled in, or they're just getting settled in. Maybe they didn't understand the job very well. There's so many different factors that can happen during a probationary period that you'll need to keep out an eye out for. And there's also a lot of things that can be a factor for more established employees. But ultimately, there will be a time where you have a very high likelihood of needing to terminate. And so that's why we're talking about this today in Recruiting and Hiring Made Easy. So after all the professionalism is taken care of and you realize this is a professional thing that you are handling, a professional situation, you'll need your documentation. Documentation is really, really important for the employer because it helps in any future lawsuits that might happen from it or any kind of negative reviews that they might leave you on Google or on your industry websites, blogs, anything like that, social media. The employee is not going to be happy. Whether it's justified in something as simple as attendance or lack of attendance, or something that's more speculative where they're being accused of something that's harder to pinpoint, but you have the evidence, it's really going to be difficult on that employee because you're taking away their livelihood. They're not seeing this as a justified action. They're not going to come in and say, oh, well, you know, yes, I deserve to be terminated. They're going to fight it. Their natural instinct is to fight. They're going to want to try to keep their job. So you'll have to have all your information in front of you. If at all possible, I've learned from experience, don't try to scramble for your information. You'll have to have everything set up, very easy to look at, even if it's just a notes, like a point system where you say, you know, this happened on this date, this happened on that date, That and you just kind of pinpoint all the issues and leading up to this termination, have it written out in easy to read, understandable format. Now, this is not going to be a legal document. However, it's going to help you through that termination process. So, before anything, before you even schedule an appointment with this employee to discuss their termination with them, have all your documentation lined up, ready to go. Be sure that you can answer any question that that person might have. If you don't have the information, if they say, "Well, what am I supposed to do now?" Because they will, they're going to ask you things like, "What do I do now? I've got a family to feed. I'm trying to survive." I mean, you're going to hear all of the pleading from the employee, no matter what. So just be prepared for that. And also understand, again, you're being professional, but you also need your documentation. So make it easy to read and understand, especially in the whole chaos of a termination. All right, so you've got your documentation and you're ready to be professional. That's all set to go. One of the key things that we're all kind of ingrained when we do terminations is, oh, always do a termination on Friday. Never do it any other time of the week. That's the best time to do a termination. And yes, ideally it would be a Friday afternoon at 3 o'clock and it would be a clean break and everyone would leave happy into the weekend, all that good stuff. Reality sets in and that's not always the case. Maybe you have your documentation ready on a Tuesday. You've made your decision, it's going to happen. Go ahead and get it done. Don't drag it out and don't try to hold off until a certain day, because the problem with that is that employees are going to see this person that's going to be terminated. They're still doing those same actions that they were doing before. So if they were, I keep going back to attendance just because this is a basic major reason why most people are terminated. Attendance issues. The other employees are going to see those attendance issues and they're going to say, well, if so and so can do it, then I can too. So you've got that, I don't want to say rotten apple, but for example, for a visual example, a rotten apple is going to make the whole batch bad. So you want to take that behavior and make sure that it doesn't happen throughout the organization, because you're going to terminate this person anyway. So the best thing to do for your company, for yourself, and for that employee, as well as your other employees, you want to make sure that you do it as soon as possible. Just don't do it before you get your documentation lined up and ready to go. And also just make sure that the area that you pick too, and part of the professionalism, that it's a secluded area. You don't want the person on display. And you also don't want to embarrass them. So that's also a very big thing, is making sure that there's nothing there that would embarrass that person. They're not being videoed, they're not being berated in front of people or other coworkers or any other superiors like that. It's done quickly with reason, and you explain everything that you need to explain legally. And let me back up really quick to the seclusion, because seclusion usually just means one-on-one in an isolated area. That's not necessarily the case. Okay, we're just away from others, from other employees and managers. You do want a witness. You want at least one witness in the room. And the reason why you want a witness is because that employee that's being terminated is going to argue you, they are going to put up a fight, maybe not always physical. Sometimes they can turn physical, unfortunately, but most of the time it's just going to be a lot of arguing. And so you're going to want somebody with you to be able to witness in case if they decide to go for unemployment or they decide that they're going to go and hire a lawyer for wrongful termination. So there are reasons, and just for your own safety, for the employee's safety, just for everyone's safety, you do want another witness. And the witness can be a manager of any kind. It doesn't even have to be in your area. So just as an example, let's say you've got a customer service rep that you need to terminate, and you've got all the documentation, you're ready to do it, bring in another manager, whether it's from sales or from operations or anything like that. Just go ahead and pull them in, because you will want a witness. Don't record it, and don't record it either with audio or video, because none of that can be used, and it could also be used against you even if you try. So don't do that, because no one's ever going to agree to having a termination videotaped or videoed or audio recorded. So that's another tip, is just legally just don't do that. So make sure that you've got another person in the room. They don't have to say anything. It's actually better if they don't speak. They just explain to that person when you're in the meeting, hi, you know, we're here because we needed to meet with you. This is so-and-so. If they don't know who so-and-so is, the witness, they're a manager, they're just here for observation. So you want to include that person. You want that terminating employee to know who that person is, acknowledge them. However, that witness should not be speaking, unless if they can help you. But most of the time they only harm if they try to speak out of order. So just ask them to be in the room with you. And one thing that my dad, actually, he did tens of thousands of terminations over his lifetime. One of the main things that he always taught me was obviously the respect and the professionalism. It doesn't matter why they're being let go. You want to be the upper hand. You want to be the bigger person, so to speak, and be professional. But also that, and this is so little, y'all, I never thought it made a difference, but I saw it did. Have a box of tissues ready. I know that sounds really small and menial, but believe it or not, and don't push it into to the employee getting terminated. Have it ready for that employee. Have it placed so that employee does not even have to ask for one or anything like that. You will get a lot of tears. There are a lot of tears in getting terminated. It's very difficult. People don't understand sometimes, even when they have justifiable, I mean, it should all be justified, but when they know that they have justifiable reasons to be terminated, it is so difficult to hear that. And so it's, like I said, this is never an easy process. It doesn't get easier with time. You get better at it, but it's never easier. I can still remember every single one of my terminations, and I've done hundreds, and I still remember their faces. I don't recall their names, but I do remember their faces and the conversations we had. And having that box of tissues, believe it or not, that is very, very helpful. So if you don't get anything from this other than this one thing, well, maybe two things, I'm going to squish it together. Always be professional and have a box of tissues within reach of the employee that's getting terminated. All right, so the main thing, well, I guess I just told you one main thing. The one thing I wanted you to pull from this was professionalism, and they gave that box of tissues. But here's a third thing I want you to hold on to. I tell you, I need to make like a bullet point in each of my podcasts and then go in and explain them all, which is probably what I'm going to do in my new format coming up here. But the other thing that you should know about terminations, which really makes it just so much smoother, is to keep it short. Keep the chit chat down to a minimal, if any. This is the kind of meeting that you don't want to butter somebody up or make them comfortable. This is already in an uncomfortable situation. It's not going to get better. So just cut to the chase. Don't try to chit chat with a person and become their buddy, their pal, and make it short, make it to the point and direct, because it is going to be a hard conversation and the employee is going to have questions. They're going to have issues. They will fight back. So you are going to have arguments. Plan for about 5 to 10 minutes for a termination. And then maybe a couple minutes later for you just to recoup. And you know, there's probably going to be name calling. There's probably going to be a lot of anger, frustration, hurt. The pride's going to be gone. There's going to be a lot of issues there. So you're going to have all those wrapped up into one short, small session. And I remember that I actually had to live this out one time, knowing what it's like to drag out a termination. And I was working in a location with over 500, or excuse me, 200 employees. And my manager, who was going to be the witness, really was kind of hands off. He just kind of knew it, that I knew what I was doing, so he let me do what I needed to do, and I just reported back to him. So he wasn't really familiar with the termination process. And so I explained to him, hey, I need you as a witness just because I know that this is going to be a rough one, a rough termination. I've got all the evidence, I've got all the information. I just need you here to be here to witness. So he said, sure, no problem. He got there. I called in the employee that was going to be terminated. And so I did my very direct approach. You know, I said, hey, so and so, unfortunately, this has to be your last day. Last night was your last shift. Unfortunately, there were just too many issues with your attendance. I believe there were some behavioral issues. So there were issues and things that he already knew were a problem. And I made it very brief. I said, you know, I can give you some information on what to expect, and here's how this is going to look in the days to come, getting a COBRA letter, you know, explaining that he was not rehirable, and just kind of giving him the basics, the this is what we need to cover information. And my boss, my manager, being the people person that he is, he was actually very chit-chatty with the man. So it took a very uncomfortable, what should have been short situation, and turned into about a 25-minute ordeal. And so that was very uncomfortable. I had already said what I needed to say, and my manager came in and started talking, just kind of interrupting the conversation, and started being very chit-chatty. And I say it humorously, even though it was very difficult. But after about 15 minutes of the conversation, I kept kind of looking down at my watch and kind of trying to get him to my direction so that the employee could leave, the terminated employee. So that was very awkward. And I explained to my boss later, I was like, hey, you know, I really like to keep these short and sweet. And so, you know, if we can just keep it that way next time, that would be great. And you know, he was, oh yeah, sure, you know, I'll let you do your thing next time. Sorry, I interrupted. You know, it was a good learning experience, but it was already something that I'd already encountered. So, but yes, keeping the conversation short, that is what you need to do. Just pinpoint everything you need to say. Ask if there are questions, because if there are questions, you want to make sure to address them. You don't need to be rude about it. But being more direct and firm about what you're saying will make the conversation less open to chit chat and making the process a lot easier for you, the terminated employee, and everyone involved. All right, folks, that is it for today's episode of Recruiting and Hiring Made Easy. I know that this was not an easy episode, and I realize that it wasn't as happy and cheery as most other of my episodes, but it is something very serious and it's something to be discussed. So if you have any questions, I would love to hear from you. You can always email me. I'll put my email link down in the show notes, as well as any kind of freebies that I have as well. Right now, as of the recording of this podcast, I am going through a website redo. So I just wanted to make you aware of that because I'm trying to get some bigger and better stuff up. So if you can't get a hold of it, then that's okay. You can just email me directly. That's why I'm putting my email link or email address in the show notes. And looking forward to doing more episodes and keeping you informed. If there's anything that you want to hear in the upcoming year or at any time, if you've got a general question, I can answer those for you in future podcast episodes. So I look forward to hearing from you. Thank you so much to anyone that is listening to this podcast. I really hope that you have gotten something out of this episode and that you are able to take some information today, right now, and use it for something here in the next coming up future. So I really hope that this is helpful to you. Again, if you have any questions, shoot me an email. I'll be more than happy to help you and answer your questions. Until next time, folks, go out and be a hiring hero, the one that you were made to be.